Good evening and welcome to Riffs and Raps, the Whistling Dixon broadcast featuring Nick Furious and friends.
What's up, Nick Fury?
I got Greg Swartzen guitar playing with us tonight. I got Ben Pogue guest appearing, and you got, of course, myself, Nick Furious, pushing on as we do episode 42, guys. Thanks so much.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me on.
We had stand-up comedians on tonight. That was really freaking cool. What was that guy's name? Keith Breckenridge?
Yeah. He was awesome. We also had Cron Jeremy, who's a pretty bad A as well. In addition to all that, we had Greg Swartzen on the show. So that's pretty awesome, man.
Heck yeah. You know, Nick, when I came down under the impression it was going to be Ron Jeremy, I wanted to see that huge cock. But that guy was pretty cool, too. He had Cron Jeremy had a ridiculously huge bud. That's where that came from.
I don't think that's nice. That Ron Jeremy doesn't really have that big of a dick.
Well,
really?
It's because he could come on command. That's what made him so special.
That's right.
Bounce.
Yeah.
So tonight's episode is called Hung Like a Fruit Fly, and we're going to prove to you why we indeed are all such things.
Oh.
So it was a great episode. I love that we got a chance to do it. It was fun.
Yeah, I had a blast. I always have a blast doing your show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, your show is on tomorrow night, Thursday night. So check out the Occupy Underground radio show with, of course, Mary Stockton, as well as maybe Corey James Taylor from Michigan.
Yeah.
City.
Corey Taylor from Michigan and Mary Stockton from New Mexico. She's a rock star, too.
Yes, she is. Well, again, you're listening to Riffs and Raps. We do this every Wednesday. You can catch it here on blogtalkradio.com/theliterary underground or you can catch us at ripsandraps.podomatic.com and download us on iTunes too there. Guys, I'm going to get up the show, but tell them your goodbyes before we goodbyes.
All right, guys. Well, hey, enjoy the show. I'm glad you're tuning in.
Dig the music, guys. Hopefully you enjoy it, definitely.
All right,
the following program is intended for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Wait a minute. What's that? Say that again? Come on.
And friends!
Welcome to episode known as 42 here at Riffs and Raps. Able to leap tall buildings in a single podcast. Able to run faster than a locomotive train while having sex with a dog while your mom is watching. Riffs and Raps. Breaking boundaries in podcasting. Every week here, we're the Supermen of podcasts. I'm Nick Furious. I'm your host tonight, and I'm chilling with some awesome guests. First off, standing next to me, his name is Cron Jeremy.
Yeah.
Hello, Cron.
Hello, sir.
Welcome to the podcast. You're going to rap for us tonight a little bit, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. My pleasure being here. Thanks, guys, so much.
You're Superman, dude.
And it's kind of a coincidence that it's the 42nd episode, because it's my 42nd birthday today.
Are you shitting me?
No, it's true.
No,
I'm 42 years old.
What today?
Well,
yes.
Congratulations and happy birthday.
I am totally 42.
That's
yeah.
Freaking crazy. Episode 42. I did not plan that.
I know. I'm just kidding. I'm 25.
Oh,
yeah. No way.
Figure.
I'm like, damn. I'm
actually looking bad. They're believing me for a second.
Dude, you have to.
Also tonight on the podcast, we have a local comedian and actor. His name is Keith Breckenridge. What up, Keith?
What up, baby? How we doing?
We're doing good, man. Thanks for so much for being here. We're going to have you in the mix tonight. Tell some jokes. Maybe are you going to be funny?
Oh, yeah, man. We're going to bring it, man. We're going to have a good time, man.
Yes.
A whole lot of funny, dude. It ain't no choice, man. My dog's holding it down. We're going to keep it real, baby. And, hey, man, again, appreciate you having me on the cast.
You're very welcome. We're only here to push the boundaries. And, again, of course, the music side of the program tonight is going to be handled by a good friend and guitarist, Greg Swartzen, playing some acoustic alongside the accompaniment. Or he's the accompaniment of the accompaniers.
No,
okay.
Yeah.
So, Again, I'm Nick Furious. Check out this podcast each and every Wednesday at 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. You can download it from iTunes, or you can go to ritsandraps.podomatic.com to check out more. In addition, if you want to find out more about the Supermen here at Rips and Raps, all you need to do is go on to blogtalkradio.com/literaryunderground. We have our friend Benjamin Pogue in the house from the Literary Underground and Occupy Underground Radio. He'll be with us shortly. Now I'm going to step back and I'm going to talk. These perverts were talking about having sex with Eminem's daughter, Haley. So I'm not sure. One day when she's of age, obviously. What kind of craziness is that? So who's gonna talk first about how that's going to go?
Come on, guys.
I think I brought it up because he said his guitar's name is Haley.
Yes, right.
And you guys have seen the picture. The Haley and volleyball shorts. I don't know where she's at, but she's gonna be 18 soon. I was saying, I think it would be cool if Hugh Hefner scooped that shit up when she turns 18. So like, but then we're saying, like, she probably will be that normal chick that like a doctor, like a super sick fucking lawyer or something that's just like never in Playboy. Like Eminem probably like raised her like so perfectly and everyone thinks of him as like the bad guy. And this is like the coolest thing I've ever like. This is like.
Sorry, I'm just drinking a super drink. So we're talking about, underage people. This show is only intended for those over 18, but of course, hey, if, you know, you ask your parents.
You'll be 18 soon enough.
Do as I say.
Hey,
blame it on me.
That's all I say.
Hey, yeah. Greg, Band with No Name has a show Friday night.
Friday.
This Friday at Blackwater in Albuquerque with Just Lazarus, The Cobra Effect, and there is one more band in that mix, but come down. It's 8 to midnight, Blackwater downtown. It's $8 for all you underagers. I don't know why you'd be listening to this podcast and know that, but it's still all ages.
I think it's $8 for everybody anyway.
It is.
They don't even turn out. If you decide you want to drink beforehand, which I probably will be doing the same, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
Be smart and don't act stupid because you'll probably get kicked out.
Tonight's sponsor for Rips and Raps is Just Urban Smoke Shop here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Big shout out to Polite and the gang. Y'all keep it real. Man, it's been a cold day in Albuquerque. I can't believe it's all raining. Guys, come on in out of the cold. Come on out of the rain, man.
Oh my God, dude.
Keith, take your jacket off.
Shivering.
Why do you only have a jacket on? You're naked underneath. That's why were you?
No, I'm wrong. I'm confident.
Yeah. I'm like, I just got back from the middle school. I'm kidding.
One area underneath.
Don't say that. You just rubbed up against me.
Beautiful nipples. Beautiful nipples.
My areolas are nice.
Yes, they are. You're listening to Rips and Raps, episode 42, yo. So what we really do on a program is spit a little and play it like a fiddle and eat it like some fiddle faddle from Walmart. It's cheaper. It's only a buck. But if you buy it from Target, you pay like a buck. 60, what the fuck? What's up with this up and down? It's like gas prices. I'm wearing the Chevron on my insignia. Got a people listening all across the state, ripping and rapping. Yo, you know I'm just filled up with the rage every week right here. Yeah, I play the producer, I'm an engineer, putting together this podcast so it goes in your ear. We get these great guests, and people come and do their thing, and everybody's spitting, spouting off the mouth of their thing. And let freedom ring, just like you was an American, but I'm talking about all of America, North and South too. We ain't the only ones, there's more peoples too, from the Mayans to the pimples, and the people with them pimples living all out in other places, like Rio Doso, I don't know so. So I just get down like with a so-so, the freestyle rap particles. Anyone else want to step up and get down like spitting rap? Yo, tell them why. All right, ready, take one, take two. My Jeremy's in this bitch about to make my debut. Grab you a brew, and while we're at it, grab me a few. How do you do? I'll spit until I'm about to turn blue. I don't reckon that I'm looking for recognition, but I do reckon that I'm wrecking all competition. So step to my position, get flattened like demolition. I don't know, I'm just on a fucking mission. You know, that we always do it better. And I have to say, what the fuck's up with the weather? Green chili and cheddar is in my burrito. Yeah, hell yeah, we do it for the people. No equal, no sequel, we be so beautiful when we spit. Hell yeah, it's legit, don't quit. We got my mans on the guitar, and hell yeah, you know on the road we go far, go hard. And other catching up the park, cause we ain't trying to be the stars, we just do it for the cause.
I'm the worst.
You're listening to Rips and Raps. Yo, yo,
yeah. Grab your mind and let it get expanded by the fan, man. People all over the world get down. The Rips and Raps podcast changes the sound. So beat me up, Scotty. Yeah, caught up like a shoddy shotgun, drinking a little bit of Crown Royale. What's going on? It's called a Royale with cheese in Europe, so I pulp your fiction. Y'all get the friction of my non-diction spitting, whipping like an old slave. But y'all better know the color purple is to dig your own grave. It's all impartial, particle theme. Stabilizer, I spit freestyles like Kenny Stabler. Yeah, I'm like Kimmy Gibbler, and I like skinny giblets and big old viblets and skiblets. I make it up with this. Drake Schwartz and yo, take it away. Show these motherfuckers what you gotta say.
Time's up, kid. Flip the lid. Release my mental pressure within. Up, kid, to flip the lid. Release my mental pressure within. Represent hip hop, dropping like a top. Wrecking mics, blowing up the spot. No competition. In the rhythm, I'm making decisions. I'm pumping like Irby the system. Straight from the underground, ripping through the floor. Rap MCs, I battle them like war. A strategic statistic, literally getting your ass whipped. Pimping all that other shit. Straight up from the Irish, no doubt about it. Give me the ball and I'll run the route.
You've got it locked right here at Rips and Raps, Podomatic.com and blogtalkradio.com/theliteraryunderground. Tonight's special guests are Kron Jeremy, Keith Breckenridge, and Greg Swartzen. I'm your host, Nick Furious. We'll be right back. Is this thing on?
Fuck. Rips and Raps.
Rips and Raps, y'all. Take a step back, don't turn to a vegetable. Yeah, I'm like a big old car, and the nerve and the call, the flex, the basketball, and basketball, and Kevin Durant. Rolling up your LeBron James, your LeBron lames, your ass ain't got no aim. Yeah, like, oh, I spit another flow. Yeah, I'm colder than some snow out in Colorado where the greens be growing. People getting down because we pumping and rolling. Furious the man in the midst, let's keep it going. Rips and Raps, no shit, I'm like Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yeah, it's my Jedi fashion, fashionitis with the tendonitis. Yeah, it's my turn, it's spit germs, yo. I got other people in the studio, got the worms, yo. So start in like an earthworm, deep into the dirt worm, deep into the dirt worm.
Kron Jeremy's in here about to fit the free flow. About to kick your ass like the art of Jujindo. Bruce Lee, hell yeah, who he? We some true MCs, you know how we do on the beat. Nick Fury, I like my chicks furry. Like I'm a in the 50s or something. Kron Jeremy's blunting, looking for something to lick on. Hell yeah, I get that click click on. When I stick on, I'm fucking fat chick. On my matrix, just for the practice. On the futon, I guess the durability. Cause yeah, it ain't no real you and me. It's just an art in our head. I was going off the top of the head. You know what I said, and yeah, I messed up and throw it in the bucket. Kron Jeremy has a tattoo that says fuck it. And it don't matter, hell yeah, I like my chicks fatter with the big bladder. Cause I'm drinking at 2 in the morning, I don't know what I'm thinking. Wake up the next day and I'm like, keep blinking. I have to go and wash it out my eyes. Catch a fucking fat chick in my bed by surprise. And I'm like, damn, she has some thunder thighs. And we'll go get some shit in the afternoon to supersize. Cause she's still fucking cool with me. And Nick Fury, oh yeah, he's a true MC. In the podcast, oh yo, we fucking do it. And hell yeah, this is real mother hip hop music.
This is like some Dalai Lama. I'm out in Calcutta with some crazy ass people trying to save people. Mother Teresa, not the church and the steeple, but the spiritual. Yeah, come on, raise the dead like the evil dead. I'm Sam Raimi, I'm walking around dead. Yo, you can't blame me, I'm Clint Eastwood yelling at a chair like it's a black Obama. I got your mama on the drama dial, speed delivery. Picking up the phone and playing with my liveries. My stable livery, you know I get the slippery. The shit comes in with me, daiquiri, dickory, dock, hickory. Give you a hickey with these raps, rips and raps. Flow Greg Swartzen on the guitar, you love the show. Okay now, who's ready to get with me? I'm gonna take it out there now. You're listening to that Rips and Raps, where I can take a old school and make it so fat. I put it on repeat
I put it on repeat. Yo, I make my own beat. So taste the own treat.
Tell us a joke. Yo, Keith, tell us a quick joke. Come on, real quick. I want to hear a funny one.
All right.
You're a funny man.
You know, I knew Obama was going to get reelected.
Really?
Yeah, I knew right away.
Well, how?
Well, once you go black.
You can't go back!
Nice. That and you become a single mom. But.
Oh. Here at Rips and Raps, we embrace racism on all levels and styles. We don't discriminate, we create job opportunities in the private sector for cutting out. My best joke lately is, so did you hear about Chris Brown wrecking his car? He wrecked like a $500,000 horse, right?
Well,
didn't surprise me. He loves that car.
Oh,
because why does Chris Brown have to beat Rihanna?
Why?
I don't know. I'm asking. This is a real legitimate question, guys. I'm trying to figure out.
That's
social.
Yeah, man. Think about it.
That's,
he wanted that shit.
He probably did want it.
S-N-S-F. Yeah,
the first
all that shit.
What's she do?
There's chicks I know that like literally want you to like curb stomp them. In order for
right.
them to get off. Like, it's like, what the fuck? Like, she
yeah.
might. Like, who knows?
Right.
Like,
no, I'm just kidding. I don't know. And my dad married that girl.
That's like the next book. It's going to be like 16 Shades of Grey. Chicks are going to be into like foot stomping or curb stomping or whatever it's called. You know, that's true. Or it could simply be that you just can't try and stop me. People like Rihanna and Chris Brown tied to the Illuminati. They're the snakes and they've been slithering, trying to control all of us. It's the human race. We ain't really human. We were put here by something else, maybe. I don't know. I just can't realize what's happening. Don't believe the stories I've been told. Bibles and all that Torah, menorah, it's all in the trap for me. Because spirituality is skin deep, but it's as skin deep as you can feel. So I can't realize what the hell's going on, man. What's the deal? Can't realize, man, what's the deal? What's going on? Religion, mass appeal. But I can't figure out, man, why that's going on. Why can't we come together? Think about our purpose, man. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's roll. Now back to an earlier comment about having self. Okay, you guys. You take it away, Kron. Would you like the content? You're a Kron man.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm like Bruce Lee, mixed with John Belushi. Crazy like Jerry Busey and
my apologies, yeah.
Oh, no worries, man. Because I'm jamming the chorus too. That shit goes hard. I like this song. I'm like, we're getting our boogie on over here.
I always try to give a little love to the artists who the song came from that I'm looping to give, you know, my respect to their song. We're just using it for fun. I don't want money. Although, if you want to send donations, please send them to riffsandraps@gmail.com, care of Nicholas Furious Myers. Okay, guys.
Yum, yum.
New Yum Yum, the cereal that makes your kid go. If you like your kid to have lots of energy, try Yum Yums. They are simply delicious, and of course, they're yum. Let's ask these kids what they think about Yum Yum. Little Timmy?
Seriously, guys, these are the best cereal ever. I swear, Eric's pocket has worn its own prize. And my mom had sex with the mailman once. Yeah.
Oh, shit. I mean, Yum Yums. Try them at home.
Yo, this stuff is fresh.
Fresh. Fresh like some produce at the supermarket. We have my man who likes the Kron. He's about to break it, stomp it. His name is Jeremy with the Kron. So step up and get it. Spit that flow again. Life is slow. Let's go get it.
Okay. Hey Kron, why you so humble? That's what some people ask. It's hard to not be when you're 9 to 5 and taking the trash. Minimum wage, so my pay's always gone in a flash. Just enough for rent, bills, weed, and maybe some gas. While rappers throw up dollars and talk about ballin', bill collectors call my phone, I'm trying to stop them from calling. I'm not trippin' if you slangin' meth because it's illegal. I'm strippin' cause if you slangin' meth, you killin' our people. This that big dog music most you cats are afraid of. I'm sayin' more than most rappers and I'm really not sayin' much. They just some lame ducks thinking that they came up. Always spit the same stuff, yeah, as you that fuck the game up. Rappers talk about struggle, but have no clue what it is. It's when a single mom selling ass to provide for her kids. No food in the fridge, getting kicked out where you live. Being real is when you have nothing, but you're still trying to give. Man, that was so slow, like it's an old verse. Yo, yo, Keith, you got something else you
want to
say?
I'm dropping bombs like a Sarajevo.
Oh.
Ah. You can't
answer that anymore. I'm going with that. It's about to.
I like that. I got more styles than the elements in the periodic table.
Yeah. Yo. Shit.
Oh, man.
This is very good that you're trying, because most people got too much fear to jump off the ledge and walk to it. You'll just embrace the moment. We gotta flock to it and fall, free fall. Let the creative moment take up the normal and displace, dispatch it to a new place. Cause if we don't do that, we get periodically stuck in a periodic table of elements. What the fuck, I can't even get like Joe Jester. I be moving on like, yo, all these people that they wanna smoke some corn. But don't be a pawn, you gotta be a pawn. The queens and the kings of this universe, you better realize some things. Ring a ding ding, I came to ring along and sing. I spread the justice and the energy through a freestyle type of thing. It's the spring and new Evo mess, which means the cold came again and dropped a little snow up in the montañas. Me amigos and friends and amigas, I'm getting down with me and amigas and me amigas los dos. It don't really matter, los ambos in the medio ambiente, pedaling my bicicleta down the street with a marioneta and a murieta. I don't know what the fuck's up, vignetta. I just keep spitting. This is Rips and Raps, y'all. You know where we live in. My address is 37 OG 18 17 43
Rips and Raps. Every Wednesday night, Rips and Raps, fondling your genitalia. I don't think you lost yours this week, yo. Kinks down there.
Riffs and raps, you know that's what you wanna see. That real hip hop mixed with some comedy. Long D, you always fit the realness. Hope that you feel this, you know that we still skip. All drunk before the fucking show. And pass around a bowl, cause you know that's how it goes. We love to blaze off the top of the dome. And you know, Cron Jeremy's probably late to get home. Always stumbling with my keys. Dropping to my knees cause I can't find them when I drop them. Ron Jeremy, off the top them. Yeah, it's hard to stop them. I'll fucking rock them with one punch like Bubba Lang. Hell yeah, when we spit, hell yeah, we do our effing thing. Like Django in the new movie. I haven't seen it, but I sure heard it's pretty good. And yeah, that Jamie Foxx is usually pretty good. Nick Fury.
He's really awesome. He's really awesome. Yo, he's really awesome. I'ma break it down like a blossom, a blooming onion. Y'all know my shit like a funion. Crush it up then put it under your blanket, then you can't sleep for shit. What? Why would I do that? Who knows? I go pig Latin, ixnay on the ixray, abspray, amspray, bastard. I take it back like a standard omelet. If you wanna fuck with me, you better be ready to bomb shit. Cause if you like what's going on, you know I got no threats. I hold all threads and make you counterattack with counterinsurgency. Ethically, I'm periodically breaking it down with the same words I used before. But I got so much dope people in my community. Actually, the two keys live like four doors down the street. It's so dope, and that's how it works. The universe is universally a cynic, but sometimes it's a clinic. And how we need to make this shit go down like Riddick Bowe. And I bite the ear off like a band of hoes. Oh, holy fields of green grass, great green globs of greasy, grimy gopher fucking fat. I don't know what's coming up next, but I know my shit is badass. Serious raps and put together this podcast. But without these guests every week, this shit is whack. So Greg, tell him what you gotta say. She also watched and listened to him play.
everybody on that guitar, man. It's hard to play over beats, you know? Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rips and Raps Comedy Hour here on the Rips and Raps Lethal Addiction Podcast. Tonight's special guest in the house, you warn your daughter to stay away from him. His name is Keith Breckenridge. Give him a round of applause, everybody.
How we doing over here with the Rips and Raps, man?
Yeah, man. I've been listening to y'all for a little bit, man. Big fans, man. First time.
Man, y'all got this sewed up over here. It's nice, man. You guys keep up with current events?
Sure, great, right?
Yeah, right. Well, apparently, I guess Dennis Rodman is now the peace delegate for North Korea.
What?
They recently took a trip over there, but what was funny, about halfway through the trip, they actually found out that wasn't Obama. So I guess that's how we're going to kind of get rid of some of these D-list assholes. You know what I mean? We're going to start shipping them over there to kill our enemies and try and work that shit out, but they're really just going to kill them. So, you know, I think Flavor Flav's on a plane over to Iran to work that little, you know, Middle East thing out. So, and they're also going to send Ron Jeremy. Hopefully not my boy at Cron Jeremy. They don't get you mixed up, baby.
Oh.
But they're going to send Ron Jeremy down to Cuba.
Why?
Work that little trade thingy out. You know what I mean? To work that whole trade thingy out. He's going to start being a delegate. He's going to start slinging that big dick around, make some things happen. And I think Snooki's in a flight right now with a Venezuela because, you know, Hugo Chavez died. That's real. Did you guys hear about the Boy Scouts? They're actually deliberating if they're going to let, you know, the gays kind of back in and leave the troops and leave the kids.
What?
So I'm not really, you know, whatever. You know, I'm, you know, cool, I'm cool. I'm really, you know, I'll support whatever. You do you. I don't really fucking care. That's fine. But, you know, once they start selling, you know, cookies, I'm going to really just over with it. You know, I have
What happened to popcorn?
They're trying to compete with the Girl Scouts. I'm like, we can do this on the same level.
No,
you're a bunch of
cookies. If you're gay, you sell popcorn.
Right. You got to think about marketing. You know, you got to think about marketing. Are you really going to buy the almond fudge?
No. No, dude. That's you get sandwich yeah. from I the would. Girl Scouts.
Right.
You get the freaking triple combo, regular butter.
Cheese. What about the Samoa? See, I was thinking about calling those the Manti Teos.
Yeah, I agree.
You just order them and they never show up. You just look at the, pretty picture.
Well, they show up like a fake girlfriend's cookie.
Right.
Why sudden is this comedy club so quiet?
This guy, man. Oh, man, you guys, everybody has a Facebook account, right?
Oh, yeah.
Man, did you hear about these? I love criminals, man. These dumbasses, man. They would actually break into people's houses and then check in.
Oh, yeah.
The fuck is wrong with you, playa?
What is wrong with you?
Could you imagine being on the other end of the TV or carrying the shit out? You're like, hold on. Fuck, you just tagged me? Well, look at this. You uploaded the video of us stealing the shit. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, yeah. Instagram.
So I wonder how we got caught.
Hashtag, we're out of here.
Right. Laters.
Hashtag laters. Hashtag shit. Popo.
You know, so I wonder how he got caught. You know, later on in the jail, guess who's doing the poking?
Oh, yes.
What about these dudes from Montreal? They stole $30 million of maple syrup.
What? What?
From Montreal.
Wow.
Right. I roll with kind of a dirty crew. Like, I got some cats that's not, like, we have a legitimate job. Let's just say that.
Okay.
So, but they do well for themselves. They're going to jump out of the crack game and jump in and start getting the maple. Like, yo, the game's in the maple, dog. I'm telling you. And they stole the maple. They stole Montreal. Like, that's the mecca of maple right there. You know what I mean? If you do coke, you're going to go to, like, Bolivia, right? If you do smoke weed, you're going to, well, go to California, right?
Probably, yeah.
So I thought, like, Colorado now, right? The New Amsterdam. Love you, Colorado.
Love it.
Last name's Breckenridge. I'm from Denver. Love that shit. So how do you slang $30 million worth of maple? Do you got dudes on the block like, hey, what do you put on your pancakes?
Yeah.
What about them waffles, dog? What about them? You know what I mean?
Keith Breckenridge, everybody. Give him a big round of applause. We're going to talk to him in just a minute. We're going to get a little bit more information out of him. But right now, you're in intermission time for Rips and Raps. I never like to interrupt my artists, but it's like, you know, there's always a tight schedule. We are essentially recording live. This show has all the improv qualities you get from hip-hop, as well as comedy, as well as skits, as well as, you know, musicianship. Ripsandraps.podomatic.com. Check us out weekly and subscribe on iTunes. Like I said, the exclusive sponsor for tonight's event is Just Urban Smoke Shop in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Just Urban is bad A. They're having a Mobb Deep in store. So the hip-hop legend Mobb Deep from New York City will be at Just Urban Smoke Shop April 19th. I believe it's like 4 o'clock, 4 to 8, something like that. So check it out. It's at Lomas de San Mateo. Big ups to all my peeps over there, Just Urban. Just got myself a piece there today. We actually using it today in the studio. You know what I'm saying, dog? Shit is deep, yo.
For all your smoking and token needs.
They're pretty cool peeps, too. So.
They have good incense over there, too.
They do. It's like when I meditate and do Braille. When I'm like, yeah, Braille car. You're like, breathe, my favorite. We got my boy. We got my boy in the house, Benjamin Pogue. You know him from Occupy Underground Radio. He's got a little fun fact for you all tonight.
How's it going, people? I got a couple. You know, I got a little bit of trivia. You know, and I'm gonna hit you guys back.
Do it.
What were the original? What were the six characters portrayed in the Village movie?
The village people.
The firemen. The sailors.
Fireman cops.
Indians. Cops.
I thought it was six gay guys. Wasn't it just like
six? I thought it was four, actually.
I don't know, four. Like construction worker. Flamboyant gentleman, let's say.
Is there a
pilot?
Was there a pilot?
Maybe not a pilot.
I'm here as Dalton Dick.
Is this not about pirates?
Someone will break up.
Hold on to the answer till the end of the show, or we'll get back to you. Right now, I'd like to introduce Pod People, a weekly artist spotlight where we showcase artists we know and love in our community. This week on Rips and Raps, we have Kron Jeremy. Kron Jeremy, step up to the mic. Tell them a little bit about yourself, man. What are you doing in hip-hop, dog?
I try. I'm just here to have fun, and I don't know. I really love just doing it, man. Like, it's a dream come true just doing this. Like, I'm from a small town, like, the middle of nowhere. Like, I grew up thinking I had, like, no business doing this at all, and so... I don't know, I've been writing for about, like, the last 10 years and stuff. Started doing shows maybe the last year and a half. Been a big fan of local scene for, like, a few years before that. And just I was excited to be part of it, just sing it. Like, I was just, like, the biggest nerdy guy in the front row that would just be like, we're not worthy. I still say that. Like, that's still one of my favorite, like, Wayne's World lines of all time.
It's a good movie.
But
I see you rocking the Desert Bandit shirt. Is that like crew or is that
yeah.
the shirt you like?
Oh, I'm part of that crew, yeah. There's a lot of us. Yeah, there's about like a lot of MCs in that crew, a lot of history in there. Like, shout out to The Flood, shout out to like DJ Precise, Kuma, Staff. Like,
is Physics a part of that crew? Cause
Physics is not.
No. I just didn't know. But hey, big ups to Physics.
Yeah, big ups to Physics.
Actually, you kind of remind me of him a little bit in a sense. Like, there's that like a certain kind of like a delivery going on. And I got mad love for my boy Physics. He's been doing it a long time. So he's one of the heads to, you know, to study and learn from. If you're going to do it. Good for you for
I've
doing it.
That was one of my first times, I think, being at Birch, was seeing, like, the Grind Time battle, him and Death Ride, like, wow.
And he could do even more amazing, you know, I knew him from when, you know.
Yeah, some good lines, man. Some of those fucking lines, I still remember. Like, I don't know if I should say them, but, like, should be Skull out of control. Like, he had one line, I remember, I was like, damn.
Well, do me a favor. Tell the listeners out there in Riffs and Laughs Land where they can find you if they want to go online. Do you have a website or a Facebook account?
You can find me, like, just Google Kron Jeremy, and I'm usually, like, the first thing that pops up. Like, I'll find me on Facebook. That's what I'm on the most.
With a K.
Twitter, yeah. It's like Ron Jeremy, but with the K in front of it. Like, K, Ron Jeremy, fucking calm down over here. And, yeah, find me on Facebook where you can find me. I have one thing I wanted to plug real quick. I fucking spaced it. Is I have a video coming out on 420.
Nice.
It's for Day Tripper. It's a really fucking super sick video brought out by Water Tower Productions. My homeboy Adrenaline Truth did the video. We got the green screen and we worked with CNM to do it. Like, shout out to everybody in CNM that was like part of that. And like a few people came through and part of the video. Like, I'm just really excited about it. It's it's going to be something you can get a seizure from if you're not careful.
Yeah,
seizures. Yeah, those green screen effects are kind of looking pretty crazy, man. I'm excited for it. 420, though.
That's exciting.
Start stashing them, like, on your weed and shit, and then you just put a fucking stockpile and
YouTube
overdo
or
it to that. Yeah, it's going to be on YouTube. Yeah, right. Like, I'm going to have a Facebook event for it. So, like I said, if you can find me on Facebook, then we'll just, like, be posting all about that for, like, up until then, probably.
He's Cron Jeremy. He represents Desert Bandits, and he represents Albuquerque right now. So check out his stuff, and don't go nowhere. All right, and up next on Pod People, we got my boy Keith Breckenridge. You've been hearing him do some humor in the house tonight. What up, Keith?
What up, baby? What I do?
So what do you consider yourself? Are you a stand-up comic? Are you a comic? Are you an actor? Are you a minstrel of traveling? What do you do?
No, I'm a comedian actor. You know what I mean? Comedy's my first gig, and that's my first love. I've always been a cut-up, always been a class clown. You know, I mean, I took drama and I played football, so I was kind of one of those weird cats.
All over the
so
board.
I'm into sports, yeah.
Yeah, you seem pretty cool to hang out with first time. I'd say he's a lot of fun. First time hanging out with him. Lives on the street. Who knew?
Right.
Representing Burke the way it's supposed to be
homeless,
done.
Homeless, right. I hang out with the guy with the little jeans, the naked guy. I kick it with him.
Well, you said you're
under the bridge, right?
Right.
Yeah, under the board.
Right, right.
I think we played Monopoly together once.
Right. Now, I think you said you were doing a movie right now. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, doing a movie. Yeah, big shout out to NA Films. Also, Mega Ultra Studios, doing that shit with Charles Vic Duncan, doing a little what's called I think they're still deliberating on the name. They're gonna call it Duke City Wicked or Wicked Duke City, but it's a horror flick and I play a detective.
Sweet, and so that's been a fun experience for you so far.
Oh yeah, it's been a real cool experience, man. It's the director told me I could either play a cop or a convict.
You're like,
the way I look.
Aren't they the same kind of? I mean, aren't they sort of similar?
Right, right.
There's a mentality there.
Right. I can tell them. I didn't know what they wanted.
So if, you know, as far as I know, you mentioned there really isn't a comedy club in Albuquerque anymore. There once was. There is no longer.
Right.
So all the comics are struggling to, you know, big up to all y'all to do their thing. So where do you guys, where do you find yourself doing shows? What comes up for you? Do you have anything upcoming that you are performing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have shows every week, all the time. I'm grinding. I'm always working. Always working. Luckily, you know, people are still getting booked.
Nice.
I'm working at the Sandia Bowl on Friday. I'm also at the Ox Dog Theater on Saturday. My man Mike Long is headlining. Big shout out to Mike Long.
What up, Mike Long? I do know Mike.
Yeah, Mike's crazy, man. If you ain't seen him, man, you promise if you ain't offended, just go see Mike, baby. He'll probably do it.
Don't bring your children. Do not bring
your children. Yeah, don't bring your children on Mike Long show, baby. But big shout out, baby. I love you to death, man.
Yo, Bo- yo, what up? It's X24, Criminal Mastermind, no vowels. You're listening to Rips and Raps with Nick Furious.
Oh, I got all of my friends, yo, spitting the ends, yo. This is part two of the podcast, 42 show. This is how we do it, 42-fold, yo. It's getting down a little blackjack, counterattack, text, hold 'em. Y'all know this, old Bowdoin. I'm thinking old like Anquan Bowdoin. You motherfuckers keep rolling like big old boulders up the hill. They call me Sister Fish because I can't think you're about to get it over the hill. And I keep trying to spill like my people at will. Like my man Keith and Cron, they just do when they hear. Didn't talk to Greg, but you know Greg Swartzen from BNN, yo. And I'm a big fan and a friend, yo. The GR Swartzen effects and the GR Swartzen band. Special effect, yo, my man Benjamin in effect. We're gonna talk to him a little bit later about something he said, yo. So start thinking about the trivia question at hand, so we can talk about it later on. Again, I'm a reptilian, yo. I'm shedding my skin again. I'm trying to move, yo. I'm metamorphosized. I'm willing to make a change and make a thing move. Furious the rapper, trying to make it move. You're listening to Rips and Raps, episode 42, with special guests Keith Breckenridge, Cron Jeremy, G.R. Swartzen, and Benjamin Poe of Occupy Underground. Come on, come on now, yeah. Improv every week. It's improv every week. Every week, yo.
Yeah.
Improv every week. It's improv every week, yo. Every week, say. Yeah. Oh, oh.
Those stupid holidays, mug.
Yeah, chilling out with goblins and goblets.
yeah, chilling out with my man Schmeagle, and every other type of person like a beagle. I'm barking it up. You ready? You ready? Okay. Yo, yo, pass it over here, dog. Pull it up real quick. Yeah. Pull that shit up. Come on, Shane. Yo, let me see you light it up. You don't gotta light it. Oh, man, we just wasted 10 minutes rolling it, and Po-Po rolling up on it. Thank God we never got it lit. I'm scared. Lit some raps, man. Someone needs to respect my head again. I'm lost. Who the fuck am I? I'm a mannequin standing again.
Nick Fury on the freestyle tip. Hell yeah, I'm proud to be part of this. Going off the dome, out of the lips, and I don't crimp. I mean, I don't blood, because hell yeah, I smoke because I fill my lungs with joy. And hell yeah, oh boy, I get too stoned and I get too blunted. I don't know, but after that, I'm too funny. Off the eyebrows, laying low. Cron Jeremy, hell yeah, I don't get paid, yo. I'm like the brokest rapper effing ever. But I still spit so effing clever. Crazy like New Mexico weather. And you don't know no rap dude that can do it better. Not after cheddar, I'm after love. Cron Jeremy, like I said, I do it just because. And yeah, off the top of the tippity. Off the, yeah, we keep it hopping and hipping it. We keep on rocking and spitting it. Nothing soft when we hitting it. Keep on rocking, we infinite.
Here at the San Diego Zoo, we're raising two Bengali tigers who need to be pet on a daily basis, or otherwise they get very frisky and want to kill our patrons. So here at the San Diego Zoo, I am petting this tiger right now. It's a very good... Oh, you're such a good kitty. We're just such a good kitty. And now I am nestling my head inside of its big mouth, because I trust it. We've become family. Ah! I'm dead. See what happens when you mess with a freaking cat? Shit ain't fucking funny, man. Yeah, come on, come on. We're near the end of the progress. So, yo, just sail away with me upon this boat. Yo, everybody say something, whether it's funny or insightful. I'ma start right here, we're gonna move in a circle. You up first, dude.
I'm proud to be here, this is really just wild. I'm looking at Nick Fury and it's bringing out my inner child. I'm like, wow. Fucking man, insane, off of the brain. You don't know how glad I am that I came. You know what I'm saying? I'm just speaking the truth, and we're just circled around the mic in a booth, and we keep living proof that this is alive. I'ma pass it to my life, cause I mean, right? Cause he's fucking tight. I don't know. I'm the worst freestyler ever.
Nick Fury.
Oh,
he's hotter than motherfucking Fury. Which makes me shit. Because I'm a spit from the top, from the dome. Mm. You know I carry the chrome, so don't even step this. Because we an album crazy. 505. Where the vodka slip? You know you got to die, baby. So, bring it home. Turn the dome. Spit.
Tell them your secret facts.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here we're going back to the village people.
Village people, okay. What was it, six?
There's six of them.
Six different village people. Okay, we go. Firefighter.
Yeah.
Construction worker.
Yes.
Police officer.
Yes.
If I know this, then it's totally no homo. I say it ahead of time. I'm a preemptive no homo.
Okay.
I
don't know if there's a firefighter.
Indian. Native American. A Native American. A Native. And an astronaut. And a monkey.
I know there's a cowboy.
There's a cowboy and an Indian.
Construction worker.
Cowboy, Indian construction worker.
Policeman.
That's a biker.
Oh,
and a soldier. Because...
Don't ask them.
Pretty much that encompasses the whole country.
And I've got another little nature fact I just want to throw out there.
Save that nature fact for 1 minute. We're going to keep them waiting until the last talking point, and I want you to hit them with that. That's right. He's Ben Pogue, and you can catch his show out Thursday night
at blogtalkradio.com/literaryunderground.
So listen to the sound that we gotta do for you. It comes rolling down. I hope you've listened enough and it turns your crown upside down. This is what we do every day. We're trying to make it sound just so sweet. We got Greg Fortin playing his guitar for the wind. And also Carlos Santana, he's so so magnificent. This is what we do. Bring together the energy. Come on, understand. You gotta realize why we on this planet. So jump up like Janet, get Jackson with some action, like Action Jackson. I'm spitting this tough action like it's an action. Doing a backflip off the top of the line. Know what's going on when we spitting, yo. I'm trying to keep it sublime, keep the rhymes flowing. Furious through the engineer bit, making riffs and raps every year, yo. Just like I'm a drill bit, yo. I'm slicing deeper, and I'm holding it in, yo. Making it happen right here, yo. Way into the skin, I'm so like oil of Olay when I'm screaming Olay. And I like my guacamole, surf with some mole. With an old lady named Marley, with an Ale. When I'm on my skateboard, if you know what's happening now, yeah, I'm rerunning it, re-stunning it, re-stunning it, dunning it, running it again. Just the raps, man. What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all?
Hell yeah, my name is Kron. I came to Clark the John with bigger bombs than North Korea when I got the diarrhea. No, I'm just playing, I don't know. But shout out to Nick Fury for letting me be here. We're dropping logs. And you still got me? Oh, yes. We're smoking the indo. Kron Jeremy's looking right out the window. I've been dope since I picked up a pencil. Who says that? I keep bitches all on their menstrual, cause they're like, no, it's still not this week. She's been on her period like 4 months deep, and won't let me hit it, but just forget it. I'm like Robin Gibbons. I don't know who that is. I might have made that name up, but hell yeah, I spit that flame stuff in the name of, just cause I kick it. And shout out to my homeboy Severn Mac and Illicit, and the whole everyone listening. And hell yeah, you know we're on a fucking mission on the competition. Try not to spit repetition. And
Robin Gibbons was married to Mike Tyson. She was an actress, head of the class back in the day.
I knew I didn't make that name up.
Okay, everybody, battle stations of North Korea on my hands. Okay, everybody, watch out. Watch out behind you. You have one on your ass. It's a dog fight. Oh my god. Oh my god. I dropped the ball. Ignite. Just press.
Missile command, what's going on? What's your 20?
They're everywhere! Captain, they're everywhere! They're on my ass!
Oh, Charlie, man, Charlie!
Bit furious when you need him! Joking. I'm not one of those superhero types, but I like to ride a trike, excite bike. Yeah, what up? I'm Iron Mike Tyson with a Tyson Mike Tyson grip. Yo, I slice this like Tyson chicken. Watching these fuckers sit in their own filth before I package them. And then we eat it. Digested pain and suffering. That's the human way, ain't it? We like some ants. Too big for the anvil, so we try to build around it. Yo, we like moldy poured on some bread. I declare, I'll leave you dead up in your head. Rips and raps, the best show ever to hit lead. Ever to hit platinum gold. Yeah, I don't give a fuck if you like your Bud Light in a golden bottle. With my golden throttle, golden goose drops, the golden egg, the freestyle Meg. Griffin, what the fuck is Peter? Hey, what's going on, Lois? Yeah, but I'm Brian, I'm the voice of reason. Y'all got this treasonous bullshit. Every season of this bullshit. This is my first week doing it solo. Nick Furious, you know, the dolo. I'll roll yo like a big old package of Rolos. I like some caramello to all my girls and my fellows. Hello, hello, come back in. We spitting this shit like Clash of the Titans. Yeah, that's right, I said it again. I'm so hot, man, where's my Mexican? And all my Mexicans, white people and Asians are loving everybody, man. I love it if you're blazing. My California raisins chilling in the sun. Got, I need a little bit more of that. What's that shit called? Sunblock? Because I'm a redheaded stepchild. Soulless ginger, I've been called at times. Although, my hair's not red, I'm a strawberry blonde. Strawberry cough smoker.
fuck it, smoke a toker. Passing the mic again, I've been a big fat asshole. Yo, take that shit and go, take it and go.
Hey yo, my style's so profound, even Satan calls me underground.
Oh, I like that.
Boom, I'm out the block, knock you out your socks. Out of your rhythm, out of competition, and the rhythm I'm making incision. I'm pumping like Irving and System, straight to the... Oh, man. It's the greed in my bloodstream that makes me fiend. I'm doing cameos and videos and shows, bringing it, I'm doing, holding it down for my bros. I'm a comedian, not a rapper. You can throw that shit in a crapper.
That's just bad.
Throw it in the crapper, rips and rappers, we getting it down. Cron Jeremy's profound, he's spitting the sound, and I be profound off of the dome. Cron Jeremy's trying not to be one of them clones, like iRobot, or one of those. Cron Jeremy's got soul, I ain't one of those. Rackling dudes on the radio, hell yeah, we came and we fucking came to get it though. Off the dome, hell yeah, we fucking.
And now, to interrupt your regularly scheduled song, The Real Scoop. This week, JJRL takes the night off. Guest MC Nick Furious discusses North Korea. Is Kim Jong-un a threat to the United States? And are multi-unilateral talks a good thing for the world? Let us discuss more on The Real Scoop, starring Nick Furious.
Well, okay, so... You've got this crazy guy out there in North Korea trying to pretend to be really big, like he's got some britches that are the size of, like, you know, big ones, but he's not. He's just like a little boy, and he's like a grandchild of an idiot who didn't know nothing and was raised in a shroud of darkness. However, Americans were just as equally stupid and ignorant, and I would want to probably maybe consider, you know, I mean, if I were them, I mean, you know, I'm just saying, just think about it. Think about it from their perspective. Now, these people are uneducated. None of them have even had a Twinkie, for Pete's sake. I mean, if you've never had a Twinkie, how do you expect to even make a good decision? And that's The Real Scoop, tonight with Nick Furious.
Need I say more?
Need I say more?
Probably should have. Yes, probably you should have.
Oh, you're listening to the Rips and Raps podcast. It's the program in the podcast. Yo, if you want to be alive, come on, let's have a blast. Ray Swartzen, this is Acapella, an acoustic young fella, keeps it mellow yellow. Come on, we keep it moving with the sound of experience, the Jimi Hendrix experience. My mind, let it rip. You don't need a beat, don't really need to know, but I get at it if you need it, and then in the flow, that's why we get down right here. This is my guitarist, band with no name, have no fear. And if you want to come out Friday night to Blackwater, in the Albuquerque area, let's slaughter. Come and check us out, we play at 10.
Hell yeah, this is real hip-hop music, live guitar, all fucking acoustic. Hell yeah, spitting it real, with this dude, Frank Rickon on the steel, wheel the steel. That's not what we got, it's the laptop, but still we keep it hot on the podcast. Hit the corner of the bowl, cause we gotta make the pot last. Hell yeah, we got fast when the sickness, feeling the rhythm, we cut in the scission. Hell yeah, it's my decision, with no forgetting it. Cron Jeremy, hell yeah, there's no regretting it. I just try to sit until it's fucking over. Catch me at first, see you later, and I probably won't be sober. But I hope your girl will be bending over, and I don't even really know her, dude.
Each and every week at First Tiki Lounge in Albuquerque, Wednesday night's hip-hop night. Tonight, Pep Love and Opio might be there for free. So, you know, also you can go check out Mobb Deep at Just Urban Smoke Shop, 419.
Or Keith Breckenridge on Friday at Sandia Bowl. Saturday at August Theater, and the 19th at Angel Fire.
Thank you. We have come to a close. Everybody, a collective high five. For a job.
Well done.
Everybody. We really do.
The reason to become best friends.
It's like a bonding experience.
Karate in the garage.
Now, before we're all the way out of here, we do have my friend Ben is going to continue one more fact for you to keep you hanging on.
Yeah.
I really hope you guys have been waiting in it.
Yes. Tell him the fact, and we will say our goodbyes.
Out of the entire animal kingdom, the life form that has the largest sperm is a type of fruit fly.
and it takes 98% of its body is dedicated to the production of sperm. And the sperm, though microscopic, is over 2 inches long. So you can have it draped around your finger.
Wow.
And you wouldn't even know it.
Yeah, baby.
Also,
Yeah, baby.
You bust that
in house. And dolphins are just
I can't stop coming. Can you imagine that
beasts,
instead of your like body weight?
Bees die when they sting. These fuckers die when they jack
your entire life would be for that moment.
That's it. Then tonight's episode will forever be known as episode 42, Hum Like a Fruit Fly. Speaking of the Sox, go White Sox! They already lost today. They lose every day, bro. It's every day is a new losing experience for the Chicago. No, not really. They're my boys. But no, seriously, this has been a fun show. You got to check out Keith. Do some comedy. There's a lot of stuff going on in Albuquerque. Check him out on YouTube. Yeah.
Keith Breckenridge.
Keith Breckenridge, just like the awesome place to go skiing and snowboarding. Also, we got a Kron Jeremy, that's K-R-O-N Jeremy. Check out some hip-hop. Desert Bandits. Of course, Greg Swartzen, step up real quick. This isn't him playing, although you might think it was.
I don't think I've ever talked on the mic.
Thank you so much. You're the man. I'm shaking his hand, and I'm touching his balls right now. No, no balls. No balls. Cough, yes. I need you to...
Stacey, stop it.
And half the reason you're here, Kron, is because you showed us your titties on that video that we were shooting that night outside of Burger. You're like, I'm going to flash you guys titties.
Oh, shit.
You're a titty flasher. You're a titty flashing bastard. And that's what we like here at Rips and Bass.
Spring break.
Is this guy trying to hit on me? He wants
yeah.
to do it again.
We want like your areola.
I love your areola.
I'm like Silver Dollar Senorita.
All right, now, but Greg, you didn't really have to say anything. I interrupted you.
What do you want me to say?
Just, I mean, tell him... Tell them how much you like taking Pediasure to ensure that your sperm is the same as the fruit fly.
You know,
Pediasure.
I don't really take anything. I don't know if I could. I don't know if I can accurately remember when the last time I ate an asshole, but.
On behalf of Greg
Swartzen. Female, of course. What the fuck?
Well, of course it was.
Yeah.
I found out there's a word for that. Anal linguist, man.
Anal linguist, yeah. Well, I mean, I like the taint. The taint is a fun spot to hang out in. But,
you know.
The clit is more important, of course, obviously.
Very, very important.
But back to whatever you wanted to talk about.
Well, I wanted to just say, on behalf of Greg Swartzen and myself, Nick Furious, check out Epic and myself doing the Spliff Shop remake of Macklemore Spliff Shop. Go on to YouTube and just type in Spliff Shop. S-P-L-I-F. SF space
you know
SHOP.
Weed is fucking awesome.
Spliff Shop.
Yeah,
and support it. I mean, it's all what we're doing to get noticed.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Shop actually goes, they're only 99 cents, man. I was telling everybody at work, dude, that shit's fucking mind blowing.
And we appreciate that kind of support. It's funny because that's what you're trying to do in music is get noticed. You do a parody and all of a sudden people, you know, are noticing a certain thing. But that's okay. Whatever works. Bama No Name this Friday, Blackwater. And if you just want to see, you know, someone on the corner jerking off late night, Ben, tell them your schedule again. tell them your corner and your schedule.
Oxfam Underground Radio is on Project Q Radio.
He just it on there.
blogtalkradio.com/literary underground. Thursday nights from 10 to midnight Mountain Time.
Yeah. I noticed our shows.
Like music.
Yeah, our shows took a dip this week in plays. We need you to go back and check it out. You know, their show, it plays music. A lot of times they actually broadcast to you naked, but you know, you'll never know what they're nude. They're desnudo, like menudo and menudo. I think that the end all be all is that we had a great show tonight. Episode 42, Loki is going to take some time away from the show, so we'll be pushing forward as Nick Furious and friends. I will still be here every week to give you the great quality that you're used to. And remember, our sponsor tonight is Just Urban Smoke Shop, Lomas in San Mateo in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Check them out for the best deals on your smoke shop accessories and split shop type stuff.
Yes.
Because, you know,
right.
they're the shizzles.
Oh, yes.
Might I be sponsored by them, too. I don't know about you guys.
Check out the Tomahawk. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, you know, folks, we come to a close here on Rips and Raps. Again, ripsandraps.podomatic.com. Every Wednesday, the new episode comes out at 10 p.m. Mountain. And you can check us out live as it's playing Blog Talk Radio / The Literary Underground. BlogTalkRadio.com. Who gives a shit? If you're here, you're here.
Like all our pages on Facebook.
Yeah,
too.
It's not that
tough.
Bandwidth,
no
Keith
name.
Breckenridge.
Keith Breckenridge, Quan Jeremy,
G.R. Swartzen, Occupy Underground, and Radio and Occupy Underground, just by itself, too. I got two pages because I'm cold.
We'll see you next week for episode 42. You're listening to Rips and Raps. Rips and Raps. The whistling diction program with Nick Furious and friends. Tonight, we bring you the 30-minute rap workout in 5 minutes or less. This week, brought to you in part by Carnation Instant Breakfast. You're going to love it in an instant. All right, so feast on this, you fat asses. Get up and rap. It's your chance, MCs. We'll see you next week. Furious out. Thanks to my guests.
Hey! We're not worthy. I'm not worthy. Shit. You guys are worthy.
You're worthy, man.
GRsites.com. Thanks.